The future of Idaho's Medicaid expansion is now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. James Dawson reports.
The libertarian-leaning Idaho Freedom Foundation quickly filed suit after more than 60% of voters signed off on expanding Medicaid in November. They say the state can't be forced to abide by a federal program without Idaho lawmakers being able to sign off on any potential changes that might come up. But Chief Deputy Attorney General Brian Kane says the suit hasn't raised a single, quote, cogent legal theory to prevent expansion from moving ahead.
Petitioner has filed for review, has filed a petition for review that is without foundation, both procedurally and substantively.
Lawyers for the state want the suit to simply be dismissed. But Chief Justice Roger Burdick asked whether or not the legislature would be left to wonder whether the law itself is constitutional if they go that route. Idaho's Department of Health and Welfare has to submit its application for Medicaid expansion to the feds by mid-February. People are expected to receive coverage starting next year if the law is still in place. The state Supreme Court has no deadline for when it has to issue a ruling in the case. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.